Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. My Mother's Money, A Guide to Financial Caregiving by Beth Pinsker, CFP, is a practical personal finance guide focused on the often overlooked work of managing money for an aging parent, relative, or other vulnerable loved one. Pinsker brings together her professional background as a financial planning journalist and certified financial planner with her own experience as a caregiver, making the book both informational and grounded in lived reality. Rather than treating elder care only as a medical or emotional challenge, the book examines the financial responsibilities that arise when bills, property, benefits, estate documents, taxes, and family expectations become part of caregiving. Its purpose is to help readers prepare before a crisis, understand the tools that allow them to act legally and effectively, and reduce avoidable conflict or financial loss. The book fits within personal finance and elder care planning, but its distinctive focus is the financial caregiver as a role with specific duties, risks, and emotional pressures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, financial caregiving as a distinct responsibility, not a side task. A central contribution of My Mother's Money is its treatment of financial caregiving as a separate and demanding role. Many families recognize the need to arrange medical care, transportation, housing, or daily assistance for aging parents, but they often underestimate the financial administration that follows. Someone must track bills, monitor accounts, coordinate insurance, understand benefits, organize tax documents, review estate papers, and make decisions that may affect both the older adult and future heirs. Pinsker frames this work as more than helpful bookkeeping, because the caregiver may be acting under legal authority, making judgment calls under stress, and navigating incomplete information. This matters because informal arrangements can fail when a parent loses capacity, becomes vulnerable to scams, or has assets that are hard to manage. The book encourages readers to identify who will handle financial duties, what information that person needs, and how decisions should be documented. By naming the role clearly, Pinsker helps families move from vague concern to operational planning. Secondly, legal authority and estate documents as the foundation for action. The book emphasizes that good intentions do not give a caregiver the right to manage another adult's finances. Financial caregiving depends on legal tools that allow institutions, professionals, and relatives to recognize who has authority. This includes planning documents such as powers of attorney, healthcare directives, where relevant to decision coordination, wills, trusts, beneficiary designations, and account access arrangements. Pinsker does not present estate planning as only a matter of distributing wealth after death. In this context, it is a practical system for decision-making during decline, illness, or incapacity. The reasoning is straightforward, without clear documents. A caregiver may be blocked by banks, insurers, brokers, or government agencies exactly when quick action is needed. Poorly coordinated documents can also create family disputes or unintended outcomes. The book also points toward the need for expert advice when assets are complicated, such as real estate, farms, timeshares, firearms, or closely held property. Legal preparation reduces friction because it turns family assumptions into enforceable instructions. Thirdly, family communication before crisis reduces conflict and uncertainty. Pinsker gives significant attention to the interpersonal side of financial caregiving because money management for parents rarely affects only one person. Siblings, spouses, heirs, and professional advisors may all have opinions, expectations, or suspicions. The book positions early conversation as a risk management tool rather than a purely emotional exercise. When families discuss who will pay bills, where documents are stored, what the older adult wants, and how expenses will be tracked, they lower the chance that later decisions will appear secretive or self-interested. This is especially important because financial caregiving often begins gradually, with small tasks such as helping with online accounts, and then expands into authority over major assets or care costs. Pinsker recognizes that these conversations can be uncomfortable because they involve aging, mortality, privacy, and inheritance. Still, avoidance creates practical problems. A parent may become unable to explain account structures, debts, insurance coverage, or wishes. The book, therefore, treats transparency, documentation, and repeated conversation as safeguards for both the caregiver and the person receiving care. Fourthly, everyday money management includes protection from mistakes and exploitation. My Mother's Money is not limited to formal estate planning, BEBL. It also addresses the day-to-day financial vulnerabilities that appear when an older person needs help. Regular bills may be missed, subscriptions may continue unnoticed. Insurance coverage may lapse, tax notices may go unanswered, and investment or banking records may be hard to interpret. At the same time, aging adults can become targets for scams, high-pressure sales tactics, or inappropriate financial requests from acquaintances or relatives. Pinsker presents caregiving as a monitoring function that must balance protection with respect for autonomy. the caregiver needs enough visibility to detect unusual withdrawals, duplicate payments, unexplained account changes, or confusing commitments, but should also avoid unnecessarily taking over decisions before it is appropriate. This balance is one reason the book stresses organization and process. Account inventories, contact lists, passwords handled securely, recurring payment reviews, and regular record keeping are practical tools. The underlying principle is that financial harm often happens through small administrative failures before it becomes a dramatic loss. Lastly, the emotional and gendered burden of managing a parent's money, Pinsker also explores why financial caregiving is psychologically difficult. Managing a parent's money can reverse long-standing family roles and force adult children to make decisions that feel intrusive, especially when a parent values independence. The work may require asking about debts, assets, incapacity, end-of-life plans, and spending limits for care. These issues carry emotional weight because they connect money to dignity, control, trust, and grief. The book also reflects a broader reality that caregiving responsibilities often fall heavily on women, including daughters who may already be balancing work, children, and household financial obligations. This can create hidden costs such as lost time, career disruption, stress, and personal financial strain. Pinsker does not treat these burdens as incidental. By linking emotional labor with financial administration, she shows why families and advisors should plan for the caregiver as well as for the aging parent. The caregiver needs authority, information, boundaries, and support, not merely a sense of duty. In conclusion, My Mother's Money is best suited for adult children, spouses, relatives, and trusted friends who expect to help an aging loved one manage finances, especially if the family has not yet organized documents or discussed future care. It is also useful for financial planners, estate attorneys, accountants, and other advisors who want a clearer view of what clients experience when elder care becomes a financial responsibility. Readers benefit practically by learning which conversations to start, what records to gather, why legal authority matters, and how ordinary account management can become a source of risk. The intellectual value of the book lies in its reframing of caregiving. It shows that financial care is not a narrow technical core, but a role shaped by law, family systems, aging, trust, and emotional strain. Compared with many personal finance books, it is less focused on wealth accumulation or retirement optimization, and more focused on stewardship under imperfect conditions. Compared with general elder care books, it gives money management sustained attention rather than treating it as a secondary issue. Its standout quality is the combination of practical planning guidance, professional financial perspective, and empathy for caregivers who must act responsibly while navigating uncertainty, family tension, and the vulnerability of someone they love. If you would like to support Beth Pinsker CFP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.